Central Party authorities here in China are vowing to harshly crack down on terrorist attacks and maintain lasting stability in Xinjiang. Pledge comes after a meeting presided over by Xi Jinping. A statement issued after that meeting stresses that the stability of Xinjiang is strategically vital to the whole country's reform and development, as well as to its national security. The central leadership also pledged efforts to improve the livelihoods for locals in Xinjiang, saying that increasing the employment rate should be at the top of the agenda. The latest meeting follows the launch of a year-long national campaign against terrorism. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has met with visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Seoul. Park says South Korea is devoted to deepening cooperation among the nations, hoping to enhance high-level exchanges with China. She says South Korea appreciates China's constructive role in resolving the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula, adding that the country hopes to develop ties with North Korea. For his part, Wang Yi says China insists on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and is willing to work with South Korea to promote an early resumption to six-party talks. He also suggests linking China's initiatives regarding the Silk Road Economic Belt with South Korea's initiatives to jointly explore new places for cooperation in Asia.